This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The Southern African nation of Zimbabwe is still emerging from economic collapse. The country's decline was fueled by hyperinflation, which spiraled out of control in 2008. Huge numbers of Zimbabweans flocked across the border to find jobs and escape food and water shortages. But as Anders Kelto reports from the capital, Harare, things are finally picking up for some.
On Robert Mugabe Road, taxi drivers shout out their destinations. Street vendors sell leather belts and cell phone accessories to people walking by. Reginald Casket, a cab driver, says Harare today is much different than it was just a few years ago, when the grocery stores were empty and there was no gasoline.
Now we have got everything, food, petrol, everything is picking up.
Zimbabwe's inflation rate topped 79% in late 2008. According to the Washington-based Cato Institute. The country switched to the U.S. dollar, a move that experts say greatly stabilized the economy. Like many cab drivers, Casket now keeps a stack of old Zimbabwean dollars in his car to show tourists what it was like during hyperinflation.
I've got 100,000, 25 million, 10,000, you know, notes.
In a small convenience store nearby, Blessing Chivandile stands by the cash register. He says that during the country's financial meltdown, he couldn't get any food or goods to sell. He even had trouble feeding his family.
The shop was empty. We had to scramble for sugar, cooking oil. It was traumatic.
Now, with the economy stabilized, his foreign suppliers are willing to sell to him again. The shelves are stocked with fresh fruit, snacks, and drinks. And a steady stream of customers moves through.
We had empty stores. Now we can afford to hire people and do business.
Tony Hawkins, a professor of economics at the University of Zimbabwe, says Zimbabwe's economy shrank by roughly 40% in the years leading up to 2008. But he says it has since recouped about half of what it lost, thanks largely to two trends in the mining industry.
One was there being very strong prices for our main exports, particularly gold and platinum. And the other was the discovery and exploitation of diamonds.
But he says things are only relatively good. Zimbabwe still has massive debt, and roughly 80% of the population lives in poverty. Hawkins says the country's agriculture sector, which was once among Africa's strongest, hasn't recovered from a failed land reform policy, which saw thousands of white commercial farmers forcibly evicted from their land.
We are now a substantial net importer of food, whereas we used to be self-sufficient.
And to make matters worse, President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party recently sent shockwaves through the mining industry when it announced a government takeover of foreign mining companies. It's part of a so-called indigenization program, allegedly designed to distribute wealth to Zimbabwe's millions of poor and unemployed. But Derek Matasek, a lawyer who advises mining companies, says the government isn't actually seizing control of any businesses.
What government is trying to do at the moment is to strong-arm mining companies into parting with cash that they can hand out to the communities. And look, ZANU-PF is bringing you some money.
But experts say the government's actions are scaring foreign investors and threatening Zimbabwe's economic recovery. Back in downtown Harare, 32-year-old Dikle Alfondega sells candy and pirated movies on the side of the road. He says he keeps hearing about Zimbabwe's economic recovery, but he doesn't know what all the talk is about.
We're not getting food, enough food, even right now. Things are there in shops, but the money.
It's too expensive.
Yes, too expensive. Where can we get money?
And he doubts that for people like him, things in Zimbabwe will get better anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto